The self-compassion break. This is one of the most effective practices taught in mindful self-compassion because it's very portable and can be used whenever you encounter difficult moments. So one of the most important things about responding to yourself compassionately when you notice something about yourself you don't like, you've made a big mistake or you're going through some difficult emotionally troubling experience, it's very important to learn how to soothe yourself with a physical gesture of affection. Self-compassion actually taps into the body's mammalian caregiving system and releases oxytocin and other opiates. Just like a newborn baby lion would feel comforted by its mother's soothing touch, gentle purring, warmth, we can actually do that for ourselves. So the first part of the exercise involves taking a moment to find some sort of soothing physical gesture that works for you. For most people, what works best is putting both hands over the heart center and just feeling the warmth of your hands. Noticing the gentle pressure of your hands on your chest, perhaps the beating of your heart and the warmth, your own tenderness. Experiment a little. Sometimes people respond more or better to putting their hands on their belly or cradling their cheeks with their hands very tenderly. So just play around and see if you can find a physical gesture of soothing and comfort that feels good to you, that feels calming, reassuring. And the idea is that throughout the day, when you're emotionally struggling, you use this physical gesture of comfort and add in a series of words that speak to you. The words are designed to evoke feelings of self-compassion. So, what I'd like you to do now is actually to think about something that's troubling you currently. Something that might be causing you to judge yourself, or something that's just sad, scary, stressful. And usually there's a few scenarios we can consider. So just choose one now. And think of this situation, call it to mind. Make it fresh. What did you do? What did he say? And as you're recalling this difficult experience, go ahead and use your physical gesture of affection, putting your hands on your heart or on your belly, whatever feels really kind and caring in response to the situation. So really now feeling the physical touch and silently repeat in your mind the following phrases or your version of them. This is a moment of suffering. And the idea with the first phrase is just to remind yourself to acknowledge that what you're currently going through is difficult, it's hard. This is a moment of suffering. And suffering is part of life. So now we're remembering that difficulties are part of the shared human experience. We aren't alone. We aren't isolated. We aren't abnormal. Suffering is part of life. So may I be kind to myself in this moment, really seeing if you can touch that intention to respond to your suffering with kindness, with care. Again, feeling the warmth of your hands. May I be kind to myself in this moment, and may I give myself the compassion I need right now. Giving yourself full permission to give yourself what you need right now. And just thinking about the situation, because it's going to be different for each person. Is there anything you need to hear right now? Any words or phrases that come to you that are just what you need to hear right now as you're facing this struggle? And just giving yourself what you need. Giving yourself, allowing yourself to hear the words that you need right now. That's the self-compassion break. And you can do it slowly as we have just done it, like a mini meditation. But you can also use it in the heat of the moment, when the situation is happening in real time. And it's good to come up with a set of phrases, the ones I've just given you, or maybe some phrases of your own that really speak to you. Putting your hand on your heart or some other physical gesture and saying, "This is really hard. This is a moment of suffering. But difficulties, challenges are part of life. May I be kind to myself in this moment. May I incline towards myself with gentleness, with kindness, with warmth and affection, and give myself the compassion I need." It's like a portable friend. And one of the most helpful practices for helping people to integrate self-compassion into daily life.